Israel's possession of nuclear weapons is an open secret. It has a policy of deliberate ambiguity, never confirming nor denying its possession of nuclear bombs. But ever since 1986, the world has had incontrovertible proof of Israel's weapons program. That was after Israeli nuclear technician and whistleblower Mordechai Vanunu leaked photographs and documents to Britain's Sunday Times. And for publication of those state secrets, Vanunu was kidnapped by the Mossad in Rome, brought back to Israel and sentenced to 18 years in prison for treason and espionage. And more evidence came of Israel's nuclear capability in 2010. That was when The Guardian uncovered official documents from 1975 showing Israel had offered to sell the apartheid government in South Africa nuclear weapons in that same year. Then in 2023, the world got more confirmation when a junior Israeli minister threatened to nuke Gaza. And that led to the suspension of the cabinet minister for breaching the policy of deliberate ambiguity. Of course, you wouldn't get kicked out of cabinet for threatening genocidal actions against the Palestinians. That's perfectly fine. But if you mention nukes, you're in trouble. So Israel's nuclear capabilities are well known and recognized across the political spectrum. So it was surprising to read this earlier this week in a prominent BBC explainer. So the question in this sort of Q&A, so it's called Your Questions Answered on the Israel-Iran Conflict. Your voice, your news. I'm not sure why it says that. In the article, they have this question. Does Israel have nuclear weapons? The real answer is we don't know. They have not confirmed or denied the presence of a nuclear capability. It takes three components to have a nuclear weapon. First, uranium enriched to 60% purity. Second, the ability to build a warhead. And third, a way to deliver that warhead to a target. As it stands, there is no overt declaration by Israel on any form of nuclear capability. Now, this really brings to mind the famous quote. I think no one really knows quite who to ascribe it to, but it's, if one person says it's raining and another says it's not raining, then the journalist should look out the window and report the truth, not say, oh, these guys say this. Israel says it doesn't have a nuclear weapon. It's not even, Israel doesn't even deny it has a nuclear weapon. The answer is we don't know. What the hell is going on there? At least you can say, oh, Israel denies it has nuclear. Israel refuses to confirm or deny whether it has a nuclear weapon when everyone has incontrovertible proof it does. There are pictures. Right? In fact, a brave Israeli nuclear technician went to prison for 18 years for revealing to the world's press that they had this nuclear weapon. And now the BBC says, oh, yeah, we don't know. Who can say? There's another subtle problem with this explainer because it says, this. In the third paragraph, it says that one of the three components needed for nuclear weapons is uranium enriched to 60% purity. Now, that's just false. The actual requirement is uranium enriched to 90% purity. So where has the 60% figure come from? Well, that's the purity Iran is thought to have achieved. So in the same post, which is supposed to be authoritative from the BBC, the journalist has now not only dramatically downplayed Israel's nuclear capabilities, but exaggerated Iran's. Now, after the outrage at that post, there has been a slight update to the article. Not by much, though. It now reads as this. Does Israel have nuclear weapons? There are estimates that it has about 90 nuclear warheads. But the real answer is we do not know. So that's sort of their, oh, yeah, I suppose we should say it does actually have nuclear warheads. But we're also going to say we do not know. I suppose there that we do not know is about precisely how many nuclear warheads they have. And then they've updated this 60% point. So they say it takes three components to have a nuclear weapon. First, uranium enriched to 90%. So they've updated that factual problem with the previous post. Aaron, what the hell is going on here?
Well, where do you start, Michael? We can talk about the manufacture of consent. We can talk about the British deep state. The person that wrote this article is a former UK military officer. I mean, it's kind of remarkable. If you look at the Israeli nuclear program, great book on this. I mentioned it on Tuesday. The Samson Option, written by Seymour Hersh in 1991, talks about the development of the Israeli nuclear program at Dimona with the French, really right after the 1940s. It gets going early 1950s. There is a ton of evidence that they have nuclear weapons, Michael, not least the Vela incident, V-E-L-A, of 1979. That was a nuclear test, we think. Jointly conducted between the French and the Israelis. There were two Israeli warships nearby. There is just a ton of evidence. So the idea that we don't know. And Israel obviously as well has had intercontinental ballistic missiles, I think, since 2011. Prior to that, it would have used F-15s, F-16s. So it has delivery mechanisms one would historically associate with the bomb. So this was just low information slop at best. I think actually disinformation at worst. I personally think it's the latter. Why is there a former military officer working in the BBC writing little précis about whether or not Israel has nuclear weapons, saying enrichment at 60% and not even saying the facts? You have a nuclear capability under these conditions. Okay, well, has Israel met them, right? Okay, you might say we can't 100% confirm warheads. Well, okay, fine. But we know they have the F-15s. We know they have the ICBMs. We know they've been developing nuclear technology for 70 years. The Dimona nuclear plant is in the Negev desert near where Ben Gurion used to live, kind of retired out there. So this is very well documented. And actually there's a ton of correspondence between various figures within Israeli civil society, politicians, American Jews as well, who were giving money to this enterprise in the early 50s. And, you know, they use the most elliptical language. They use the word like the enterprise, the big idea, you know, the project. We also know that huge numbers of Israeli nuclear scientists were working in France in the early 1950s. Like, why were they all going to France? Why were there thousands of French technicians? And we know this because there were U-2 spy planes going over and getting all of this stuff for the Americans. Why were there thousands of French technicians in the Negev desert in the late 50s? What were they doing there? Maybe they were just having fun, you know? Why were there thousands of French families based at Beersheba? What were they doing? Grow up, be an adult. We know what they were doing. They were helping the Israelis develop a nuclear technology, but also nuclear weapons. It's disinformation. You know, a lot of the BBC, Michael, and its political coverage, it exists to pacify the British public, to keep us stupid. And it's not just about disinformation, which this is, I think. It's also about just having a level of public conversation which is really, really low. You know, we saw Tucker Carlson a few days ago having a really high information conversation with Ted Cruz or with Steve Bannon, having a really high level conversation. Like, we have certain assumptions, certain ideas, and we're operating at this level. With the BBC, it's like down here. It's slop. You would find a better answer to that question about Israeli nuclear weapons on Wikipedia or ChatGPT or a Google search using the Google AI, right? It's slop.